Welcome to the Extra Business Edition podcast with Ted Robertson, proudly serving and supporting you and the success of your business. The Extra Business Edition is a production of the KRDO Network. And now, Ted Robertson.
Welcome to the Extra Business Edition. I'm your host, Ted Robertson. Joining me for part two of the discussion we got started a couple weeks ago, Jay Cimino, CEO and President of Phil Long Enterprise, and Kevin Shaughnessy, VP and Partner of Phil Long Dealerships. Four segments today committed to this discussion and continuing the discussion about partnerships, growth, expansion, leaving legacies, and how you leveraged all that work you've done for all those years with your business to do something wonderful for the community. And Jay, I think last time you were here, I mentioned that I think you are a quintessential example of how that should work for all businesses.
I don't know what that means. You said it once. I didn't understand then. I don't understand now.
I get it. I think for all intents and purposes, you are the example that people should follow who are in business in terms of growth, expansions, forming partnerships that benefit and feed that. Mm-hmm. And then what you are doing with the business now to support the community in Trinidad, in Colorado Springs, for the military, mm-hmm. and for the community in general. Kevin, and the same to you. You are essentially the right hand here. You are the successor, and you're going to be continuing this legacy, and you're going to be continuing Jay's work at some point. We're never going to let him retire, I don't think.
Well, I don't think we have to worry about that. You know, I assume that Jay will be hosting my retirement party someday.
I want to be there. I would be so honored to be there. It's a wonderful thing. Gentlemen, thank you once again for committing some time to talk to business owners.
Thank you, business people.
Thank you.
Absolutely. So when you were both in the studio last month, we ended on what is being described as a very extremely important insight for businesses and communities, and that is the power of partnerships. And Jay, if you don't mind, Kevin, if you don't mind, I'd like to start with Jay on this one. Mm-hmm. So talk about that, the power of those partnerships.
That's an extremely unique way of asking a question. The power, because we love power. We call it the five P's, and that's the power of five P's. And it is power. And I guess I had never thought of it that way. But I will say this, that I learned a long, long, long time ago that you can't do anything alone, that you always need some help. And as a kid, you know, I relied on my parents and my teachers. So it was always, as a kid, most of all of us relied on somebody. What I realize in business is that there are so many opportunities that people that are in business run businesses, small or little or big or large, including, you know, the mega dealers and mega businesses that can really contribute so much to the community if they partner. And I learned that. I think the example that I picked up on was when we were building Fantasy Playgrounds. I never, at the beginning, it was starting with just one playground. It was just one. And to me, that was a huge challenge for us to build one fantasy playground. It turns out we built 11, two football fields, and a skate park. So the what was then impossible turned out to be something that was really easy to, not easy to do, challenging to do, but fun to do, and you could do it with partners. And what made it even more unique was it was a private-public partnership. It was public-private. And so we've continued that, just building that. And I know there is so much power in that. When people get together with a single-minded focus and passion to get things done, they can with other people.
Kevin, would you speak to that?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, when we're looking for a partnership, whether it's with an individual or an organization or a community service organization, we tend to look for opportunities where we both have something to offer each other. You know, the sum should be greater than the total of its parts. You know, when executed properly, 1 + 1 = 10. And that's what we've been able to do. We use partnerships to tackle big problems, whether it's a lack of, you know, safe parks and play spaces within our communities, or whether it's solving our own employment needs while at the same time providing employment opportunities to those that need it. It's these partnerships that really, really have given us power. You know, being a car guy, I think about power in terms of horsepower, right? And a good engineer and a mechanic can tune an engine to get more out of it. And that's what we try to do with our partnerships. We engineer the partnerships to be able to get the most out of each other, to not just use a partner to help us be our best, but to help our partners bring out their best as well.
Well, and there is growth there. There is that the fuel in your philanthropic tank that partnerships benefit from, and that helps move these projects forward, the fantasy playgrounds, the skate park and football fields and the things that you've used Phil Long resources to do.
In order to do it, though, the purpose has to be a huge purpose. At least in your mind, it has to be a huge purpose. And our huge purpose in the fantasy playgrounds was to build playgrounds for kids who otherwise wouldn't have playgrounds, who played on gravel and weeds. But the purpose was to change that, and that purpose grew. I think when the purpose isn't big enough, when it doesn't mean as much, partnerships don't grow either. So there has to be a purpose. In the case of the Marion House, for example, the purpose there was a hand, not a handout, but a hand up. And that's where I and our partners grew, because it really meant to be a hand up to people. But they needed food too. They needed to be able to have a place to go. But if you've ever been to the Marion House, you will see that whole building is dedicated to a handout, or hand up, I mean. That's a great purpose, to give people a hand up.
And what you're doing builds community. It improves community. It gives people hope, and it offers prospects for better lives because of that hope, that improved outlook. I'm going to leave it there, gentlemen, if you don't mind. We're going to go to a quick break. We'll come back and we'll pick this discussion up. Thank you so much for being here. Jay Cimino, CEO and President of Phil Long Enterprise, and Kevin Shaughnessy, VP and Partner of Phil Long Dealerships. You're listening to The Extra Business Edition. I'm your host, Ted Robertson. We'll be back in a couple of minutes.
You're listening to The Extra Business Edition with Ted Robertson, proudly serving and supporting you and the success of your business. And now, Ted Robertson.
Welcome back to The Extra Business Edition here on KRDO News Radio. I'm Ted Robertson, your host. Joining me in studio today, my very special guest, Kevin Shaughnessy, VP and Partner of Phil Long Dealerships, and right hand to Jay Cimino, CEO and President of Phil Long Enterprise. And as we left the last segment, we were really talking about hands up. And we're talking about this from a perspective of business that has worked really hard. Jay, you shared way back in the 70s, 72, 73, 74, you came on, and not only were you general manager, but you also formed a partnership with Phil Long back in those days. You started with one dealership. We're now up to 10 brands that you represent. One of them is new. We'll talk about that a little bit later in the program. And that is very fun news. I'm really kind of excited to have heard that. Let's start here. Partners, sort of the theme of this couple of segments. Mm-hmm. It also means employees and having a shared vision about the future and continuing a legacy that's taken a lot of years and a lot of effort to build. To you both, and I will follow your lead in terms of the order that you want to answer here, how important is succession planning in your conversations?
Why don't you go ahead and start?
Well, you know, I think as we look to the future, it's critical to us that those that lead our company share our values and share our commitment to community and share our commitment to service. And so within our company, we have a board of directors that one of the heavier issues that we're tackling right now as a board is what the makeup of our partnership is going to be going forward. And I can tell you that the values that we discuss here in terms of commitment to community and service and, you know, servant leadership are really the values that we're evaluating future partnership opportunities on. Mm-hmm. And wouldn't you say that that's critical to the future of our organization?
Oh, absolutely. I began planning in the 80s. Now, it's, by that I mean beginning to think of the brand, Phil Long brand, in the 80s. And at that time, Phil was alive well. But I felt that even from almost from the day I got there, that it was important to carry on his legacy, not mine, his. Because I had such great respect for him as an individual, a veteran war hero, and a person who spoke so little of what he did, but and a very humble but very intelligent guy. So I really wanted to carry his legacy, and I began planning in the 80s. But it was kind of a living thing because throughout the years that the plan changed, continued to change, and that's it, as life changes. And so we now have, as Kevin alluded to, a board of directors, and the board members are made up of some family, but most of the members are not are non-family members. So that this company, even though it started off as a family business, Phil Long, it will continue on as a non-family business.
Dan, Kevin, I think the points you're making right now, the responses to that question, raise something very interesting that I think all business owners should be aware of. And that is that you enter into a business with a vision. You certainly have a mission. You know in your heart what you want to accomplish. That vision grows, it develops, it changes over time with how things are executed. But then there is the document, the business plan, what is supposed to be your guiding Pandect. Mm-hmm. And even that changes. And I bring that up, Jay, because you brought up the point of in the 80s, the vision came to you. Mm-hmm. You knew what you wanted to do. Mm-hmm. You made that about Phil Long himself and honoring that legacy and continuing that legacy. But over the years, it's had to change. It's had to change and adapt with the times and with the culture. And you now arrive at 2019 with something I would say is probably very different from what you might have been thinking back in the 80s. Am I right?
Oh, yes. So much has changed in those years. One thing that has not changed, and that is the fact that when I thought that in the 80s, we would have to be stewards of Phil Long, even though he was here, and that stewardship has to continue well after he's gone. And that has never changed, and that won't change. We take on a great responsibility because it's the name of a person who was on this planet with us and who in his short time in life accomplished a great deal.
Kevin, do you see your role now similar to what Jay's role was in the 80s?
I do. I think that my primary job is to protect and nurture and nourish the brand. And that's a pretty weighty responsibility with a brand like this. Like Jay said, Phil Long was a person, and he was an extraordinary person. And this is a person that, volunteered for service during combat times, that served in combat, had some, very harrowing experiences in combat and went back again and again and came home and didn't talk much about that. But like a lot of people in what we call the greatest generation, just went to work. And he built a large company that serves hundreds of thousands of people and employs thousands of people in our communities. And if you think about the responsibility of carrying that brand forward, it's a little bit daunting at times. But fortunately, we've got a lot of great help. We've got a lot of great partners in the company, and I've got some great leadership with Jay. And I'm excited about that challenge.
And again, sorry to sound trite. Wow is the only thing that come out of me right now. I'm speechless.
It's not a good thing for a radio guy to
it
be
is,
said.
That's very true. I am humbled to be here with you talking about this stuff today and being able to share this with other business owners in the hope that they will pay very close attention and start thinking way into the future. Gentlemen, we've got to go to a break, and so let's do that. Jay Cimino, CEO and President of Phil Long Enterprise. Kevin Shaughnessy, VP and Partner, Phil Long Dealerships. When we come back, we'll talk about planning for growth. You're listening to the Extra Business Edition on KRDO News Radio. I'm Ted Robertson. We'll be back in a couple of minutes.
You're listening to the Extra Business Edition with Ted Robertson, proudly serving and supporting you and the success of your business. And now, Ted Robertson.
Welcome back to the Extra Business Edition. I'm Ted Robertson. You're listening to KRDO News Radio, 105.5 FM, 1240 AM and 92.5 FM. You can catch us by podcast. This program will be available on demand 24/7, completely free. Go to KRDO.com, select the radio tab, and click on podcasts. Our conversation now is going to turn to not so much succession planning, but planning for growth. To the two of you, and again, I will defer to which of you wants to speak to this first. When you think about the family of Phil Long dealerships, it's very interesting that each dealership works essentially on their own, but yet they're each part of a much larger ecosystem. So in theme, in keeping with today's discussion, the theme of that, you can say that they are partners to each other?
Well, we actually have partners. We have, in some of our stores, not all of our stores, our general managers are partners. They got a financial investment in the company. So, and our plan is to have all of our stores have partners. I mean, with money in the game. Because it's not so much that the corporation requires that, the money, as much as they require the growth, long-term growth, where people that have an investment, skin in the game, are apt to stay longer, are apt to feel like I do, like Kevin does, like other people, like other of our partners feel as well, and that it will continue. It's kind of the frosting on the cake. You know, you build a cake, but you need something to make it a little sweeter, and the sweetness comes from having real partners involved in your operations.
Less advanced to parlance, that's skin in the game. It's ownership. Real ownership.
Oh, yeah.
And that, but I think from our conversations, I think that flows all the way down to the folks who are standing around the cappuccino machine that we talked about last time we were together having conversations. And I bring that up in that way because you have made your employees feel comfortable and feel welcome and feel appreciated. They have a say. And they have a stake. And I think that's probably one of the biggest things that helps feed sustainability, each of your dealerships, each of those partnerships. Kevin?
Absolutely. It's interesting you use the word stake because that's part of our common vocabulary also. We frequently refer to the stakeholders in our company. And the stakeholders are not all necessarily financial owners or partners, but these are the people that have a vested interest in the success of our company. And part of what makes those employees comfortable and successful is that they all feel like they're a part of something larger than just the store that they operate out of. And they feel like they have partners in the business too. And, you know, maybe a concrete example of that is that if a salesperson at our Kia store had a customer looking for a very specific type of used car, he's not limited to the inventory of what's on the ground within his lot there. He has access to well over 1,000 inspected, reconditioned, quality used vehicles, which no other Kia store anywhere has that type of inventory accessibility. But because all of our stores are part of the Phil Long family and the Phil Long enterprise, that gives us that access to be able to take care of each other. He can pick up the phone, have a vehicle there on the lot in 5 minutes, 10 minutes, maybe an hour if it's in Denver. But he can have that vehicle there for a customer right away, and he knows that somebody else is going to have his back.
And I have a long background in sales, and one of the best things you can do for the seller on the ground at Kia is empower that person. Give them the ability to say yes every way that it is possible to say yes, Would you say that helps contribute to the success of your dealerships?
Definitely.
No is a bad word. Unless it starts with a K, it ends with a W.
I'm hearing empowerment. That you're giving your team the ability to do things that they couldn't do anywhere else.
And it ultimately, you know, that empowerment ultimately serves our customers and our communities. And that's really what it's about. We don't, as an organization, we don't want to do anything that gets in the way of serving a customer.
Kevin, to you, when we were together last time, you talked a little bit about the CertaRide program. And we were talking about that in a different context. In this context, how do you leverage these partnerships across these dealerships to bring things in like CertaRide programs and being able to meet any customer vehicle requests like we just talked about, that culture of service?
All right. Well, CertaRide is something that's it's brand new and it's pretty exciting, but it's going to be a new brand of used cars in the marketplace that really exists somewhere between used and a brand new car. They're not brand new cars, but they're going to be used cars that are hand selected. They're, you know, the cream of the crop, so to speak, and they're going to have to meet some pretty strict standards to qualify, and they're going to have additional warranty included with the cars, and so they'll be a lot less money than a brand new car, but a little nicer than a typical used car in the marketplace. And it's going to give customers an opportunity to have a little bit more confidence in the vehicles that they're buying, and also have a little bit more security built in with the vehicle, and have the knowledge that somebody else has gone out and done the legwork and sorted through the myriad of options that are out there anymore, and found just the very, very best vehicles available to them. And by having multiple stores and having those inventories that are shared between the stores, it's going to be able to give a broad selection in a segment of the market that it's pretty hard to find a big selection in. Those special cars are rare, but across multiple stores, we'll be able to have a good, solid selection of those CertaRide cars.
All right, Jay, just getting to know you both as well as I'm privileged to be doing. And we've got about 30 seconds left before we got to go to a break. Love your thoughts on CertaRide and its origin. Is it something that is unique to Phil Long?
Mm-hmm. It is, and it's driven by a number of things, but the number one thing is driven by is the price, as the prices go up in new cars and trucks. I would like to call it like new car other, not used cars, not new cars, but they're kind of other than new cars. But I'll tell you what, in most cases, they will look like new. And they will feel like new. And they will be new to the person or the customer who buys them.
Absolutely. So you're raising the bar. So let's leave it there. Let's get a break out of the way. Come back. We're going to introduce a whole new brand. This is the Extra Business Edition on KRDO News Radio. I'm Ted Robertson, your host. In the studio today, special guests Kevin Shaughnessy, VP and partner of Phil Long Dealerships, and Jay Cimino, CEO and president of Phil Long Enterprise. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes.
You're listening to the Extra Business Edition with Ted Robertson, proudly serving and supporting you and the success of your business. And now, Ted Robertson.
Welcome back to the Extra Business Edition here on KRDO News Radio, a special edition of the program, part two of the two-parter with Jay Cimino, CEO and president of Phil Long Enterprise, and Kevin Shaughnessy, VP and partner of Phil Long Dealerships. The thrust of this discussion is business owners talking to other business owners, successful businesses, leveraging partnerships, talking about growth, succession planning, legacies, culture, all of the things that make a business sustainable and that will survive well into the future. And the pair of men that are sitting here today, I think we're going to, the Phil Long brand is going to be around for a very, very long time. And as we said, Kevin, Jay is going to host your retirement party.
I'm sure. I look forward to it. He's hosted a few.
So as part of all that discussion, something very new and very exciting is coming to Phil Long Dealerships. It's called the Genesis, a new brand that Phil Long has just acquired.
We're very proud and excited. As a matter of fact, we're going to be the newest Genesis dealer in the state of Colorado, and we received our first Genesis G70 just days ago. And so Genesis will be housed adjacent to our Hyundai Chapel Hills location on the north end of town, in the Chapel Hills Auto Mall. But Phil Long already has a strong name in luxury vehicles in the Colorado Springs and the Colorado market. We proudly represent the Lincoln brand, Mercedes-Benz, and Audi, and now we're going to add Genesis to that. So the motto of Genesis is that luxury has a new name. And I've had people say to me, well, wait a second, is Genesis a Hyundai? Well, Hyundai is the parent company, but, you know, Genesis is to Hyundai what Lexus is to Toyota, or, you know, Cadillac is to General Motors. It's an elevated standard, and it's winning all sorts of awards.
For planning for growth and the continuation of the culture that we've discussed here, it's very clear that you're consistently looking for the right partners, the right growth opportunities, and a big conversation is happening in the business community right now with regard to workforce and businesses having too much demand to meet current staffing levels. So what are some of the ways that you're meeting your workforce challenges?
Yeah, that's really a difficult question. I can't remember. It's been a long time since we've had such, you know, difficulty getting the right number and the right kind of people in our organization. And the reality is we offer some great opportunities for young people be successful, and yet we don't have enough. I think when you're in the people business, and that's what we are in, when you think about cars and trucks and used and new parts and services are all byproducts. The real product is the people, and that's why it's the biggest challenge, biggest opportunity as well, and something we. If we're ever surprised by anything on a daily basis, it is just that. It's people.
Kevin?
It's our number one challenge. It's also our number one opportunity. The state of Colorado has 400,000 veterans living here. And a fourth of those, 100,000 veterans, are living in the Colorado Springs community. So, you know, we've got a huge military presence here. We also have a huge veteran presence. And I think that's probably one of the best resources that we have. So Ford has training programs that would actually give veterans, for example, the equivalent of continuing education credits for their military experience. So if you were a Humvee mechanic that worked on diesels in the military, you can get credit for that towards Ford Master Technician certifications and carry those credits over to come work in a Ford dealership and do over time.
Gentlemen, our final question in our time together, and this is, I think, is one of my favorites. Next year, Phil Long Dealerships is going to be celebrating 75 years of serving in Colorado. And Jay, you've said that Phil Long was a mentor to you.
Mm-hmm.
In quotes, now, take care of others and they will take care of you, he would often say. Has this been your mantra over the years as well?
Oh, absolutely, Ted. I learned that even before I met Phil Long. You take care of your customer, customer will take care of you. But he was a person that lived that. You know, some of us, we practice that, but he actually lived it. And that's what he taught me, how to take practicing that to really living that. And there's a big difference.
Your final thoughts and takeaways you'd like to offer members of the business community who are listening and who are paying attention and learning from your experiences that you've been so generous in sharing. Kevin, let's start with you.
I think that mantra of take care of the customer and they'll take care of you is critical advice that any business owner should heed. I would tell you that as much as I lean on that mantra, I also lean on a core element of our mission statement. And that is to be the best that we can be and to help our fellow employees be the best they can be. And anytime I don't know what to do or if I find myself going off track, if I fall back on that, it always gives me the right answer of what I should do next.
Jay?
Question I've asked many times is, or a statement that has been made to me was, people would say, I really appreciate you giving back. I really don't know how to deal with that. I think what it is, really more importantly, it is wanting to help other people become better. And that means I have to start with myself. As Kevin said, you know, be the best you could be the best we could be, and help others to become the best they can be as well.
I'm the father of a Marine. I love that we have Marine in our histories in common. And my son going into the Marines was coached by my dad, something very important. And mm-hmm. I think you spoke to that a little bit. Mm-hmm. Thomas, when you go into boot camp, they're going to beat you down. They're going to break you down to nothing. And while that's happening, in order for you to get through it, if you're having a low moment, you turn around and you look for the guy behind you who's struggling and you lift that man up. And that helped get Thomas through. Yeah. And I think that is coming out of you. And I think that's one of the things that is one of the big reasons we'll see Phil Long long into the future.
Thank you, Ted.
Thanks, Ted.
Thank you as well. Jay Cimino, CEO and President of Phil Long Enterprise. Kevin Shaughnessy, VP and Partner of Phil Long Dealerships. The second in our two-part series on everything from culture to longevity to sustainability to partnerships to continuation of legacies and everything that goes along with that. Thank you, gentlemen. Thank you very much for spending some time here on the Extra Business Edition.
Thank you, Ted.
Thank you.
You've been listening to the Extra Business Edition. I'm Ted Robertson, your host. We will return next week, Friday at 9 a.m.
You've been listening to the Extra Business Edition podcast with Ted Robertson, proudly serving and supporting you and the success of your business. The Extra Business Edition is a production of the KRDO Network and airs Friday mornings live at 9 a.m. on KRDO News Radio 105.5 FM, 1240 a.m. and 92.5 FM. Listen live at KRDO.com and on demand at KRDO.com. Select the radio tab and click on podcasts.